What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammett, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist and use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about what is the most important thing to some narcissist. I can't speak for all narcissists. What is the most important thing to most narcissistic people? But yeah, before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you check out the self-love brand right here, y'all. This right here is the I'm Capable. I love me. This is what my symbol stands for. I love me. I'm Capable. Self-love brand is available in the link in the description in the bio. Let me put my mic back on. Y'all gotta bear with me. Yeah, but yeah. So, y'all, what is the most important thing for narcissists? Before we hop into it, y'all, I want y'all to put your answer in the comment section right now. What do you think the most important thing to a narcissist is? Your perspective, I'm going to give you mine, so put yours in the comment section. You can pause it right now, or you can just keep listening, you know what I mean? And just put it in the comment section. I'm just curious to what people think. You know, before I say it, I want to know what you think it is. I want to know what you think it is. You see what I'm saying? see if we have a mind meld going on. See if we mind melded and whatnot. But yeah. So to me, as a narcissist diagnosed, the most important thing for a lot of narcissists is their reputation and or how they are viewed. How did you do in your pop quiz? Turn in your pop quiz right now. Great, look, grade the comment above and below you. A, B, C, D, E, F. Yeah, E. We got E's. That's how you remember back in school. You used to pass the test to your classmate, like go grade each other's test. You pass the test to your classmate knowing you failed. That's how I feel sometimes, y'all. But yeah, reputation is the most important thing to a narcissistic person, to a lot of narcissists, y'all. Seriously, how they are viewed by other people is so extremely important to narcissists, y'all. It is crazy how they... I talk to so many people that are getting treated horribly by narcissists, right? Y'all know I still do my one-on-one coaching over Zoom. The link is in the description for every video of that. I still do my one-on-one coaching over Zoom. Like, there's so many people that I talk to that the narcissist is treating horribly that lies to everybody else about how they're treating them. Like, the narcissist projects outwardly this image of being a great person, this image of being a good person, this image of being a savior and or a hero type person, the image of being the perfect mother or father or father figure, sibling, whatever role they play. They project that image out into the world, but behind the scenes, they're treating these people horribly, you know, because they are worried about how they are viewed. Because it's kind of like the narcissist is like a... I'm going to just say, what's an animal? A turtle. A little narcissistic turtle right here, y'all. A narcissist is kind of like a turtle, right? And the shell is like the reputation. Like, you know, the shell protects what's underneath the shell. The turtle's body is underneath the shell. I know a lot of turtle shells, I think they are actually connected to the turtle. But the shell protects the body, right? So the narcissist's reputation is the shell. So we're protecting what's inside of us. We're protecting our ego. That shell is protecting our ego. That shell is helping protect us and guard against shame. So that shell is protecting us. So we need to protect. We need this shell to be as hard and as strong as possible. So a lot of narcissists focus so hard on building these damn near airtight reputations that if like, so nothing can get in and nothing gets out. It's kind of like, you know, one way in, one way out. It's kind of like one way street, you know. It's like they take so much time to build up these reputations that it just, sometimes, you know, you can't get through it sometimes. They build these reputations up so thick, you can't bust through it. Like, nobody can bust through these reputations because they're so thick. The shell is so strong, you can't do it, you know. And I talk to so many people, y'all, that are affected by this. They're like, why can't I literally just got a question in my inbox on Instagram that inspired this video. Somebody said, like, Lee, why can you answer this question? Like, why is it they care so much about how they're viewed by other people? You know what I mean? They care so much about, you know, Why don't they just be honest about how they're treating people? Why would they, y'all? It's a very rarity for a narcissist to be honest about to the outside world about how they're treating people in their personal life, because that would damage their reputation. That's like the narcissist take, like, if it's a little narcissistic turtle, that's like that narcissist, you know, somebody giving that narcissist a hammer and they crack their own shell. So, like, you know what? To hell with this shell. Let me crack my little narcissist turtle shell. Crack, crack. You know what I mean? They crack their own shells. They're not going to do that, y'all. That exposes too much to them. That exposes them to too much backlash, too much shame, too much aggression, too much anger, too much. It exposes them to so much, you know? It exposes them to so much, and that's just the way it goes. I tell this to people all the time, y'all. They're like, it's damn near like breathing. The reputation is like a breath to us. Food, narcissists have this is the needs of a narcissistic person, y'all. Food, shelter, a good reputation. For most narcissists, some narcissists don't care about their reputation, y'all. Some people don't care how they view. But I can't speak for all narcissists, but a lot of them, their reputation is damn near like, it's just the most important. It's like the sun. I need this. You know how the sun, your sun has all these nutrients and stuff like that for you to heal. You know, the sun empowers them. That's like what the reputation is. The reputation is the sun in the sky. They feed from it. As long as I'm viewed as a good person, because like it's a numbers game, y'all. It's a numbers game to most narcissists. It's like, if more people like me than not like me, then the numbers are in my favor, aren't they? Keep it hot with me. Be real with me. If more people like me than don't like me, that's a that seems to shift in my direction, right? And I can use that against you, because if my reputation is viewed by is good by so many other people, and you are the only one who don't like me, you see what I'm saying? If I have 100 people in my life, 99 of them like me, and you don't, the odds are in my favor. I'm just like, look, it's kind of weird that everybody else likes me except for you. Everybody out here in the world loves me. They care about me. They cherish me. They value me except for you. Do you not see the problem? Do you not see how you are the problem? Everybody else likes me except for you. So you must be the problem. You see that? That's what we call narcissistic calculus right here. You know, 3x plus 1 equals 6. What does X equal? What does X equal? 3X plus? Oh, man. 3X plus 1 equals 6. Oh, that's not even a whole number, is it? I messed up, y'all. I messed it up. Dang it. 3X plus 1 equals 7. That makes it easier, doesn't it? Because X can just equal 2. Because X doesn't equal a whole number if 3X plus 1 equals 6. Unless X is a fraction. But we're not going to go into it, y'all. I know I got a degree. Y'all, if y'all don't know, I do have a degree in industrial engineering from North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, NCANT. I'm good at math. I can add and subtract, you know what I mean? I can add and subtract a little bit. But yeah, it's just a numbers game, y'all. Think about it though. But you see how that makes sense to narcissists, right, y'all? I'm not trying to, like, a lot of people want to get inside the mind of a narcissist. Here's a direct look into the turtle shell, the narcissist turtle shell right here. Well, not the narcissist turtle shell, but this is my mind. The shell is exposed. My mind, my head is out. This is me sticking my head out my narcissistic turtle shell to give you a look inside of my mind. It's a simple numbers game, though, isn't it? So doesn't it make sense wouldn't it make sense to you how it makes sense to that narcissist, right? Because if 99 people like me and you don't, then you must be the problem. So you can see how I can convince, I can take those numbers of people who like me versus people who don't like me, and I can convince myself that I'm not the problem. You are. That's why reputation is so important, y'all. Not only do I look good to the public eye, I am not the problem. You are. Everybody else likes me except for you. But here's the kicker. I'm not telling you to say this back to the narcissistic person. I'm not telling you to say this. But here's the kicker. Everybody else gets treated differently too, though, doesn't they? Don't they? But if you tell that narcissist person, you treat everybody else differently than you treat me, they're going to tell you they treat you the way you deserve to be treated because you're not one of the 99%. You see what I'm saying? They're going to flip it on you. That's why a lot of times it's pointless for you to argue with a narcissist unless you got 3 hours. You got 5 minutes, cool. It's going to take a long time because the narcissist has to feel like they're winning. You see what I'm saying? They have to feel like they're winning. You know, they have to. They have to. They really have to. And that's one of the biggest issues. So I thought I heard something else. All right. This is one of the biggest issues a lot of people face. They have to, y'all. They have to justify. They have to feel good about themselves. They have to. They have to. It's like oxygen. It's like air. I have to have a good reputation because that reputation helps me validate myself. That's why the reputation is so important to narcissists, because the reputation helps validate myself. It helps validate my actions. It helps validate my existence. It helps validate my worth. It helps me fight back the shame. It helps me fight back all this stuff. So what's the most important? And why is it the most important? If you answer differently, I'm going to look at the comments, y'all. If you answer differently to what the most important thing is, I can do a video on that too, because what you probably put in the comment section probably is important to narcissists. I can do another video. I'm not saying that y'all are wrong. I'm just saying this is my perspective. You are entitled to your own. You mean? You can disagree with me. Lady, that you're wrong. Cool. You can disagree with me all you want to, y'all. I'm fine, y'all. I am completely fine with being disagreed with. I just don't do the disrespect very well. You know what I mean? You can disagree with me all you want to. I just don't take the disrespect very well. Chef's kiss. But anyways, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I'm so eternally grateful for every single one of y'all. As much as y'all learn from me, I promise you I learn even more from y'all. But y'all, if y'all haven't already, check out the Self Love Journal. It's on Amazon. Got a new price on Amazon too. So if you already got the journal, hit me with a good rating on that thing, y'all. If you don't mind, thank you so much. Like and subscribe for more mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. I am truly eternally grateful for every single one of y'all that support the channel in any way, shape, or form. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we can reach more people to help more people. The Self-Love brand is available. I'm strong. I love me. It's a Self-Love brand. The Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love and identity, you know, during the toxic relationship. Also, look into joining the channel memberships to get more behind-the-scenes perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for your support.